and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed. With a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
It's like I was arguing with the mother of my child. I don't even call her my wife. The mother of my child. So we're sitting there arguing, right? I mean, really screaming at each other. I know no one here has ever had an argument. And do you know my phone rang? Just to see how psycho I am? You know what I did? Here, I'm just screaming, right? I said, "Hello, how can I help you?" Have you ever done something like that?
Oh, yeah.
I would like to know what the word policy means. Is there such a word? Like, right. Does it have...
You have a good one.
Yeah, just go. That's fine. Anyhow, would like to say you're here now with the...
Where am I from?
Where are you from?
I'm like your girl of positivity, so let's make sure this show is super positive.
Okay.
Let's turn this around. I can see you're not happy, but I want to make you smile so bad. That's what I do. And let's make your show amazing. I don't know what you're talking about. I know what policy means. I follow it. I do it. I do what I got to do. I work with a lot of clients and constant deadlines. But
I know what, like, they say at banks, right? Like, when they don't want to, they try to put it on the word policy. I had a good friend of mine. That's what he said. Oh, I'd love to reverse these bounced check charges, right? Put on the headset. He would say, but that's our policy, right? Is that not plugged in?
It is, but I want to make sure I give you my card so you know my name before we get in the air.
And then so I said to him, well, that's the word we use. Like, that's to take it off us.
Policy is just rules and regulations.
Yeah, come over here, sit here. Put on the headset, too.
It's whatever your particular...
Right, so if there's
business,
a dispute...
Business rules are.
Like I said to you, like in a nice way. This could happen in business, right? Mm-hmm. There's a dispute. Someone walks up to your counter. You're the manager. You maybe say, oh, you were out to lunch. Oh, he quoted me $200 for this job. And you know you talked to the guy and told him it was $3. Then I would think you would go to the mechanic before you just automatically gave it to him for $2. I would think that's what you would do as a policy. No?
Well, policy is they're not quoting prices to start with. So that particular scenario would more than likely not come up.
Right.
Okay. They're instructed, or policy is, policy. To refer them to the salespeople at the front so that we can address it properly.
Right. And I'll give an example today. Something happened with a good client of ours. The management lady, I said something wrong to her. I said, "You're not the owner." And that, like, just threw her off. Imagine if I would have said that to you. Mm-hmm. That would be unprofessional how I handled it. I handled it in a very unprofessional manner.
Let it go. Let's be positive.
Let's be positive. Let
it go. I can't take this negativity.
Okay.
You could feel it. I hate it.
Well, on something like that, you take a couple of minutes, you address it, and then you move on.
Tell me something good, baby.
Don't let it run the rest of your day.
Don't let me sing to you right now, right here.
Yeah, so you have a good picture of yourself on the card. Let's just forget it. Let's
not. And now you can have it in your pocket anytime. When you're having a shitty day, pop it out. There's that positivity, girl.
Right. And you suggest that to me.
Something good.
Okay.
Sing it.
Let's just.
What was your name again?
George.
His name is Brian.
I like George better.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Yeah. I wish I brought you some, like, happy juice, too, while I was out. I had no idea what I was walking into. So nice to meet you, though.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of Amici's before?
No. Tell us about it.
What? 35 years in business this year. The most amazing catering company that helps you be a guest at your party. No more washing dishes, no more missing pictures, no more missing out. If you suffer from FOMO, we will help you. And I mean, I don't know if you like good food, because I see you eating that and I'm not happy about it, but...
But actually, I try to. It's just because I try to get a salad. I've been watching what I eat. I don't eat French fries no more. I eat salads. I notice I'm not doing totally good, but I'm doing better.
Yeah.
Yes. So tell us ask her some questions about Amici's.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Here, Tammy, sit
anything
here.
Anything you want.
And then, all right.
And he's so going to hear Randy. This is Randy. This is the Amici lady.
The Amici lady.
Yo, what's up? I'm the Amici lady.
This is actually Paulina. She represents Amici's. Amici's I have had, and they are amazing. A lot of, they cater a lot of the Palm Harbor Chamber events, and that's where I first tried them. And I just can't even say it. I mean, it is real food. But, you know, sometimes when you get a catered event, you just get a lot of stuff that's just, you know, it's not usually what they have, like, on a menu or something. They just kind of throw it together. This is not this. This is all homemade. Italian, oh my gosh.
We definitely have Italian, but we definitely have chefs from many different parts of the world, and we're ready to take on whatever it is that you
want. Oh, that is awesome. So, like...
So, we recently just did a whole Latino menu, because we cater at a lot of Latin-based venues, like Crystal Ballroom, for example. They love our empanadas. They love all that good stuff.
It's really great.
The best thing you need to know about Amici's, if anything, is that we have a monthly tasting called Date Night at Amici's. You do have to register or be invited. It's very exclusive. But while you're there, you get to pick out your menu, create something that will be unforgettable. Because
that's awesome.
If you think about it, food is the only thing you share with your guests. You don't share your makeup, your dress, or anything else.
Right.
We're going to be talking about that food and judging you all night.
It's true.
So if it's delicious, and I love when it happens, this lady like hit me at the grocery store the other day. Beep, 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 beep. I'm like, yes? She's like, are you that girl, Paulina? I'm like, oh, what's up? She's like, I just want to thank you. She gives me a big hug. She's like, you catered my son's wedding, and it was amazing.
Aww.
I was like, oh, my God. Do you want me to blow your mind right now? We can cater your lunch at work every day.
Oh, that's awesome. So how do you get invited? Like, is there a process?
So you have to have at least a party happening in the next couple of months.
Okay.
This was designed for engaged couples, so that's how we originally did it. But then we were noticing people are having parties all the time, and they want to come taste the food, too. So you get to try a really large variety of a huge part of our menu. You get to meet our executive chefs and really talk custom. You know everything's
awesome.
About custom.
Yes. I got to say, I love spinach dip,
mm-hmm.
and I've had really good ones, but I've never had one better than Amici's, ever. Yeah. Like, I couldn't get away from it. It was, oh, my God, I would be 500 pounds if I worked there. Because, like I said, it was at a different event that I went to, and oh my gosh. I mean, there was people in line the whole time just for food. I mean, that event actually was super successful. So if you guys are planning on having an event, put it out there if you're hiring Amici's, because you will have way more people show up. Like, it was standing room only at this mm-hmm. place because they knew, everybody kept saying, why did we, because Amici's is catering tonight.
I actually have a theory on if is it possible that food could grow your business?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, think about it. As a restaurant, okay, you can do the most marketing. You can do commercials. You can have the most beautiful building in the world. But if you don't have good food, nobody's coming.
I know.
That'll spread by word of mouth
right.
quick.
Yeah. Right. Like I said, I mean, I was standing in the middle of the event, and all I heard were people all around me. There was hundreds of people there
yeah.
talking about Amici's and the food and that they had it before, and that's why they came.
Awesome. They are really amazing. But I also find that people do business with people they like. And what's really cool is that the owner, Michael Amando, has been the owner from day one. 5 days after he graduated college,
oh, wow.
drove right up here, opened a cute little deli in Palm Harbor. It was adorable. Nice. And then there was this tiny little sign, catering available, which is like deli roll-ups. And that's like what changed the wow. entire future of
Amici's. Oh, that's such a good story.
We no longer have a deli. We have 50-something employees. Half of them have been with us for 10 or 20 years.
Oh, wow. That says a lot, too.
I know. I'm saying, like, Michael Amando is such a caring, amazing human being. He was the Citizen of the Year last Aww. Year with Oldsmar. Like, what he does, what he's even done for me, like, helping me grow, giving me all this extra education of what I needed to be Aww. Successful at this right. job has been amazing. And then he comes out with delicious food. It's like...
Yes.
Win, win, win,
right? That's awesome. So, Amici's, they have a storefront, though.
No, we do not. We have a kitchen and tasting room in okay. Oldsmar, but we are a mobile caterer, so we come to you wherever you are, whether it's oh. at your home, venue, middle of a field, out in the ocean on a boat, you name it, we can do it.
Nice.
Up to 2,500 people.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's it.
That's very good.
We cut it off there.
Very good. That's a lot of people.
2,500, that's
your max. Maybe one.
That's it. Right? That's yeah. awesome. So, can you tell us a little bit about some of the foods that they have? I mean, or they'll just... So, if I went in and I said, I want this and this and this and this, because my grandma used to make it, they can do it, right?
Absolutely. And what's been really cool and amazing is that people have been giving us a lot of trust and giving us our family recipes. Oh. So, we have a Vietnamese wedding coming up, which we're not known for Vietnamese food, but the family... of the bride and groom got together and they just really like the kind of different things we can bring because
nice.
What's cool is that we make food that looks like something else and is something different. Nice. For example, think of a quesadilla. We have a chicken quesadilla that looks like a brownie.
Really?
It does. But that's because it's all mushed inside and the breading's on the outside.
Oh, cool.
And then you have like your little salsa and sour cream and we could do that with chicken pork.
Wow.
And that's really cool, and that's just one of cool. them. But we have a lot of signature hors d'oeuvres. I don't know about you guys, but I could live on hors d'oeuvres.
Me too, that's what I'm saying.
Hors d'oeuvres and soup, I think I could do.
Yes, soup. And it's hard to find good soup, too.
And so, like, if you are, like, a super soup fan, what we can do is, you know how they walk around and pass out hors d'oeuvres? Mm-hmm. We'll put the soup in a cute little martini glass with a little something crunchy with it, and you just... drink it.
Oh, that's so
classy.
Just
a couple sips, just enough. Exactly.
That is, yo, that's new. I like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think what also makes Amici's kind of cool and different is that we have an entire prop department where we will theme out your whole event and just make it look whatever it is that you're going
right.
for.
Oh, that's awesome. See, yeah. that's really good. So basically, you can hire you guys for everything, the ambiance and the food, and all of that will be taken care of by just one person instead of having to meet like 10 people and right. do chairs and do tablecloths and do silverware.
We do most of the stuff ourselves, but then when you want to get into different colors, that's when we definitely source out our stuff. And what's really cool about Amici's is that we really do love working with other vendors.
Oh,
and
awesome.
We love other catering companies too, which is, I hate when, you know, competitors are not nice to each other because...
Yes, that's bad business.
We can cater 6 to 8 weddings, but like after that, it's really, we're trying to rent out cars and more people and it's so hard. Mm-hmm. It's so good to have a trusty friend in the catering industry that we can pass it on
to. I bet you know, I have a very good friend who I met when I first came to Florida. And I used to work for her actually to make extra money at Christmas time because she needs all the people she can find. But she owns a catering place and she's from Safety Harbor called the Stuffed Mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love very that. Good food.
Very good, very good. I actually saw them at a couple of different bridal shows.
Yes.
And I love how, just how sweet, great attitude. The second people get negative is like one word, we just bow out. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it works the same way with me. You know, I have a lot of competition in the industry that I'm in. I'm in marketing and advertising. But they're all good companies. Like, I mean, I have some people that walk up and be like, oh, you know, so-and-so just started this business. I'm like, well, I hope they do well. Like, I will help them. If they have some questions, like, I will give them advice about, you know, how do we do this?
Right.
Because, I mean, we have to work together. And there's plenty of business for everybody.
It's like my grandma used to say, there's plenty of sunshine for all of us, baby.
But it's true.
It's, you know, so it true. It really is. And when you don't walk around with that kind of mindset, you don't actually make good business, do you?
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, so. You, there's so many people out there. Like, for example, National Auto, Advantage Tire, Ziegler's, we do for Randy's company. And those are the three companies we have. Well, actually, they have several locations. But, you know, they are advertising with all my competition. But that's awesome. Like, if a new publication or something comes out, we talk about it. And he'll be like, oh, well, this is how it works. And this is what's working for us. And this is what's doing well. I mean, so, yeah. You have to be nice to people, guys.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because it's not even about what you say. It's about how you make people feel.
Exactly.
And I think that Amici's knocks it out of the park
That's very true. Like I said, I mean, I first met, actually, I think it was just somebody who was working there. But it was the event. Yes. It was a female. Yes.
He has been with us for 20 years. Can you believe that?
And he was at the Palm Harbor. It was the Summer Splash event. Uh-huh. Actually, that was the first event that I ever went to for any of the chambers. And I was just like, wow. And they were kind of close to where our table was. So, but they kept walking over and they're like, oh, well, you know, what do you guys do? And, oh, here, try this or try that. They were so friendly. They were so nice. And they were swarmed. Like, every time they would get something out and it was heated, they would have to redo it, because there were so many people over there trying all the food. So, but they were very awesome. Very sweet, awesome.
Very kind people. And such hard workers. I mean,
yeah, it's a lot of work to cater.
It's so oh my much gosh. Work.
Yes.
And they do really it like work. With a big smile. Like, Kiki loves doing what he does. And sometimes he sings when he's making the pasta, la la la. Like, that's just the kind of stuff I love. And I feel like sometimes the generation underneath me misses out on that kind of good stuff.
True, because they don't like to talk to each other. But, that's cool, though, because you know why? Just being around someone like that, it rubs off on you.
Yeah.
You know, because you can be around somebody who's negative, and that rubs off on you, too, and you're just like, okay, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
So we are joined on the phone, guys, by, I believe, DJ Matt.
Is that Ideal.
Oh, and DJ Ideal. Awesome. Hi, guys. How are you today?
Hey, it's Ideal and Lady Verse on the line.
Oh, I love you guys. Hey, and remember, don't forget, you told me you're going to take me to Ibiza the next time you go.
Yeah, we were just talking about going back.
Oh, are you serious? Oh, my gosh. That is, like, one of my bucket list places that I want to go.
You got to do it. Definitely worth the trip.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We'll definitely let you know for next year.
Yes, for sure. Seriously, I would love to go. And especially with some fun people, that would be awesome. Especially, DJs are always so much fun.
We try.
Yeah. Well, you guys are the life of the party. Actually, you know, if you were over here in Florida, you guys could link up with Amici's that we have in the studio today, because they do huge events and catering and all kind of stuff, and that would be awesome if you guys could network.
Cool. Where are they from?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they go all over the world.
But I'm out of New York, and Ideal's out in California.
So yeah.
Between our where we live and travel, we kind of cover the globe.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll come to our globe. Let's do this. Come on.
Yeah, we're totally down.
Awesome. So what do you guys have going on today?
Oh, man. This it's insane what's going on right now. You know, the last time that we spoke with you guys, we were celebrating being on the Beatport chart, which is a pretty important chart for the dance music world. Mm-hmm. And as of September 22nd, this past weekend, we broke into the Billboard dance charts at number 53.
Awesome.
And it's pretty insane to be talking about right now, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're super excited. And, you know, I mean, we knew it was a great track, obviously. But I think just the response we're getting is way more than we were expecting. And it just seems to be happening quickly, so It's great. We really appreciate having a platform to even talk about it, because it's like all of these little outlets, this is how we help and get our new fans and get people listening to what we've been making.
For sure. So if anybody is listening and would like to go and find the track, where can they find it at?
The best
pretty much. Go ahead.
The best place to go, you know, would be on the label website, which is tacorecords.com. And then from there, you can get it everywhere from Spotify to Beatport to iTunes.
Awesome.
Which is accessible everywhere.
Right. So if you can just tell everybody exactly what the name of the song is, what they're looking for, so that if they want to go find it on one of those sites.
Yeah, the song name is Keeper, and it's by DJ Ideal featuring Lady Verse.
Yes. And I love that song myself.
You guys have been playing it, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys playing it, thank you.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of remix versions too, so we've played all of them.
Cool. Yeah,
yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, very awesome. Yeah, I love the song. It's so great. And I am not in shock at all that it is taking off the way it is, because it is a really great track.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. So you tell us a little bit about how you kind of came up with it.
Well, originally, like the lyrics I had written years ago. And when we met last year in Ibiza, Tomas and I, or Ideal and I played him this old track of mine that had literally been sitting around doing nothing. And he kind of heard the opportunity for us to work on this track, and he sort of took a project from there. I was not expecting this at all.
Aww.
Yeah, you know, it's through this label, Daca Records, we were able to put together a really good package. We have a promotion team, which is Citrus Sonic Recordings out of Los Angeles, and they have an amazing way of using their many years of history and contacts to promote it to the right people. And, you know, this has been a year-long project now. And fortunately, what we released first was the first release of remixes, which were an amazing set of remixes, like you said, by Massivo and the whole Omega Squad crew. And now we have a second set of remixes coming out, which is going to have remixes from Ibiza, remixes from Denver, remixes from other countries that we can't mention yet, Los Angeles and Deep Tribe. And, you know, it's really exciting to have even more music coming out for this one track that I guess we didn't even know what was going to come of it.
Right? That's just awesome how it's growing. That is just great. And I love you guys' story about how you met in Ibiza. Like I said, they make songs about that. That's just awesome, and that's real life.
Hopefully we will write a song about that. Great.
Yes, absolutely. That would be great. That would be so awesome. So do we
already know the magic of Ibiza.
Right? Well, I don't. That's why I gotta go.
Yeah, it is. It's believe the hype. For sure.
Right? That's what I hear from everyone, so that's why I really, really do want to go. But that's awesome. And look, an awesome song came because you guys met there. I mean, that's just awesome.
So, yeah. So, you know, like with what we're saying with the remixes, we're actually looking forward now to working on some new stuff that's going to be more original.
Awesome.
Maybe Avers can tell you a little more about that.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ideal and I actually started working on, I was just out in the West Coast, I'm back in New York now, but we were just working on some new recordings, some original stuff we'd like to work on, but also one of the remixers that we have on this Keeper track, I'm also going to be doing an original with him as well. Are we allowed to mention
yeah.
his name? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Greg Della, he's an amazing producer out of the Netherlands, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All I know is that we're on different time zones. So we always catch each other at very different, weird times of day. But it's really exciting to have him on board for this Keeper remix, but also to now be having that go into new musical projects that we'll be able to collaborate on for new original tracks.
Oh, that is so awesome. So, I mean, you guys really are global. It's just unbelievable. So how about we take a little minute, and we're going to listen to Keeper right now. So everybody stay tuned. We're going to hear an awesome song.
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that was absolutely awesome. I hope I wasn't still talking before. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. You guys are just awesome. You're upbeat. We love it. And I think we have DJ GoGlo on the line as well.
We do. Oh, yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, pretty good. I just wanted to shout out that it looks like this Saturday, both of you are going to be playing at the Partition and at the West Coast Kickback in San Diego. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, yeah. West Coast, East Coast, you got parties bumping on both sides.
Right.
Yeah, so Lady Versus debuting a new venue, right?
Yeah, this is a new venue. They've been open this summer here in Saugerties, New York, kind of upstate from the city. And this is their first time doing a DJ night, so there's a lot of allure. And I think we have a lot of people excited to come out and check it out this weekend, this Saturday, at the Partition.
Oh,
so that'll be cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, and over on the West Coast, we're doing a pre-cross festival party on what is called Pacific Beach, which is like the beach side of San Diego where all like the cool kids are hanging out at. It'll be a nice kickback house music session going into the festival, which is a pretty amazing festival going on.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. So you guys should come over here.
I would love to. I would love to. It's just not a good time. I'm a deadline right now, so I can't go anywhere. But it sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, no, I know we'll certainly be heading down to, like, Winter Music Conference in Miami in March. So, you know, maybe we'll...
Oh, we should link, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Miami, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of that, tickets are going on sale pretty soon for Ultra Music Festival, I think I've seen posted.
They are. As of this week, I believe, I saw ticket sales went up. Yeah. I mean,
awesome.
Yeah, between Ultra and that resistance movement going on, it should be another amazing show. I think they're going on like 21 years now.
Wow. I love Ultra. Ultra's awesome.
Yeah.
I know.
Yes.
Now, when did you first go?
Actually, it was probably about, 3 years ago maybe? I think
okay.
So. Yeah.
So now I feel old then.
Oh no. No.
Well, no, I feel like Ultra's been like, I think going on like 13, 14 years now.
Oh wow. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. So you've went to a lot of really cool parties.
I'm a little addicted to it, yeah.
For sure. All right, guys. Well, I just want to say thank you so much. And I also want to say, if you want to check out DJ GoGlo, go to glowchildrenplaying.com. And you can find some really awesome stuff and some awesome links for other people's music. And
yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. I love talking to you.
Likewise.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, and good luck
we'll
this weekend. Oh, for sure.
Thank you.
We'll be playing them.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, have a great weekend.
All right, thank you, you guys, too. And good luck with both your shows.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks
Bye.
So much. Have a good
Bye.
One. All right. So we're back in the studio with Randy. Randy, how about you tell us a little bit about what we have going on over at Advantage and Ziegler's and National?
I was asked to come in and just talk a little bit. They were just wanting to some basic tips on taking care of your vehicle, what are good habits to get into and those right. types of things. After listening to her talk about Amici's and everything, this is going to be kind of dry and everything. I'd rather listen to her talk, but it's important.
Yeah, it's informative.
It's not as fun as everything that she's described here a little bit ago.
That's all right. So. Well, you guys are fun over there at Advantage. I love coming there.
We're trying to keep it a little upbeat. You know, we're not
you
trying
sound
to be
very fun. Yes. And I need to hear this information because I'm single.
And let me just say that I've been to their Christmas parties. They're a lot of fun.
Unfortunately, I can't vouch for who caters it. But, so
we'll talk about that later.
Yes, right? Oh, really? For sure.
I'll get them in the parking lot.
Yes. Yes, I know just the person to talk to.
You have my boss's phone number in case something happens.
I do,
right?
Okay, yes. I have Charlie's number. Yep. I definitely do. All right, so yeah, but it is important to talk about because, you know, we live here in Florida, and it's a little bit different, especially if people are coming from up north. The maintenance on your car is absolutely totally different here. Like, mm-hmm. you have to do certain things that you may not have to do up north.
Well, overall, the basic maintenance of your vehicle and everything is the same no matter where you are in the country.
Right.
The manufacturer has a certain items that they expect to, you know, have done at certain intervals to make it as unlikely as possible that you're going to have any issues.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
In carefree driving.
Right.
Okay. Florida, there's other things you can expect. There's the heat and humidity down here plays havoc with rubber parts, for instance.
Right, right.
Batteries. Those yep. types of things. So, yeah, we do go through a few more of those things. We don't have the rust and corrosion that they have in
yeah,
the Northeast.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I had to undercoat my car up there.
Fortunately, you know, coming down here from another part of the country that, you know, we don't have that particular problem to deal
right,
with.
Right, right.
Oil changes, the cheapest maintenance that you can do on your vehicle.
Right.
And per the manufacturer recommendation, you know, the newer vehicles are running synthetics in them, so the intervals are a little bit more stretched out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the older vehicles, you know, used to be the old 3-month, 3,000-mile rule, which right. is still, for the most part, in effect. And if you don't know, it's better to do it too much than not to do it enough.
Right.
Okay.
One thing I have to say, though, too, I mean, me as a female, I don't really know too much about cars. I know a little, but not too much. And I don't want to, honestly.
You'd
I want someone else to do it. But you guys are awesome because I always get my oil changed at one of you guys' locations. And they don't just change my oil. They literally top off every fluid. Not just that, though. They give me like a 21-point inspection paper, and it'll tell me, oh, you know, you have this many miles left on your tire, you have this, and to help do preventative maintenance, or if they see a problem, like, go ahead and fix it now before it becomes, you know, where you're stuck on the side of the road.
Well, a lot of the perception is, you know, when you take your vehicle into a repair facility, it's, oh my God, what are they going to find, how much it's going to cost, you know, it might be, you know, taken or being ripped off.
Right.
Okay, any legitimate facility, whether it's one of ours or one of our competitors, if they're doing the job and doing it correctly, they're going to do the oil change service, rotate the tires, top off the fluids, all the things you just mentioned.
Right.
Look the vehicle over, see if there's any maintenance that's been overlooked.
Right.
Maybe if there's anything that's worn or broken. Okay.
Well, I can just say most places don't do that,
well,
but
I'm
you
just,
guys do.
Well, what I'm saying is that they're going to give you a itemized
right.
estimate of what they're suggesting.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Okay. I encourage customers to take my estimate, have somebody else look at it just to verify, you know, what I am telling
right.
them is the truth.
Right.
Okay, because there's a lot of us out there that are trying to do it right.
Okay. Right.
Not just, mm-hmm. you know, look at them as a number as they walk through the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to build that relationship with them. We want to kind of inform them up front. For instance, if the air filter is getting dirty.
Right.
Okay. No, it doesn't have to be done right now. Next time you have the oil changed, you may want to think about going ahead and upgrading that filter.
Right.
Okay. It's not one of those hard sell, you got to do it now
right.
or else type
right.
scenarios.
No, you guys are
okay.
very trustworthy.
So we try and, you know, no matter what portion of the vehicle or what service or repair we're recommending, we're trying to give you a little bit of heads up so you can plan for it. Unfortunately, sometimes those suggestions aren't heeded. And
yeah.
we get them back in the form of, you know, on the back of a tow truck, something's failed,
mm-hmm.
Now something is broken. For instance, if the brake pads have worn to a point where now there's no friction material left, and it's chewed up the rotor or the drum, whatever the case
is. Costs way more money.
Exactly. Now you have more additional parts that have to be replaced, which if we had caught it or you heeded our suggestion earlier, it could have been something that could have been avoided.
Yeah, much cheaper.
So, you know, and like I said, wherever you're taking it, as if they're doing everything correctly, they're giving you the list of things. Don't think of it as a, oh my God, they're trying to rip me off type scenario.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's just suggestions.
But there are places that are like that, and the perception is, reality is perception.
Yes.
Or perception is reality, however it's said. That you know, when you go into these places, because you know what, the business has had a black eye for so many years, that there's a lot of us that are trying to turn that corner to get everybody back on our side to where, you know, hey, I want you to be able to come in my door, Randy, the car's broke, here's the keys, fix it, call me when it's done.
Right.
And you know that it's going to be done right and you're not going to get screwed. But the thing is, you know, we're trying to give you a heads up, this is what's coming, so that you can plan for it, so it's not in all of a, you know, a big shock that... and a huge expense that, you know, you weren't anticipating.
For sure. Like I said, and you guys always make me feel very comfortable. Like I said, I don't know a lot about, but they also always explain to me every single thing. Like, oh, you know, because my tie rod wasn't bad, but it was not looking great on another car that I had. So they explained every single thing to me, gave me the estimate, and honestly, I have a lot of clients. I did talk to a couple other ones, and you guys were the cheapest. You were the cheapest by $125.
Well, so there's different interpretations of different repairs and, you know, what things you're required and which ones aren't. Everybody has their own price structure, you know, according to their own business, what they need to charge to keep their business running.
Sure.
So, you know, you're going to get a little bit of variation on it. But for the most part, you want to look at, you know, are they going to be around, you know, in case there's any warranty issues on it? What type of a warranty do they offer? Industry-wide, it used to be 12 months, 12,000 was a pretty standard warranty. We are part of a TechNet nationwide warranty program where we can offer 2 years, 24,000-mile warranty on everything that we do.
Oh, wow.
So that's just an extra benefit that we can offer.
Right.
But that's one of the things, no matter who's doing your repair work, find out what kind of warranty is on it and who's going to take care of it if, you know, God forbid that, you know, you have anything happen. And just, you know, like I said, just stick with the manufacturer's recommendations and everything on it, and it, you know, try and make it as unlikely as possible that you're going to have any issues.
Well, yes, thank you so much. And like I said, you guys are an awesome group of guys. They have many locations. I mean, you guys, no matter where you're located, you can go to Dunedin. It's 1810 Main Street, and that's National/Advantage Tire. And then in Palm Harbor, if you're located in that area, you can go to 601 US Alternate 19, and that's an Advantage shop. And then you can come over to Clearwater. That's where you're at, right?
That's correct.
In Clearwater at 1798 North Hercules. So that's another shop you can come into. And then if you're located out in Oldsmar, you can go to 650 Douglas Road. And that's another shop that you guys can come into.
That's right, corner of Douglas and Racetrack.
Right. And also Ziegler's, they specialize in transmissions. So if you have transmission problems, that's an awesome place to go to. It's always good to go somewhere where they specialize in something. So they do the transmissions over there. And it's a full-service car shop. So anything you guys need. And tires. They have lots of good tires.
Well, and the little things too. We try and take care of, you know, any routine maintenance you may have. But the biggest thing is, like I mentioned earlier, you know, the oil changes, make sure they're done when they're supposed to be done.
Right.
The air pressure in your tires should be checked once a month.
What?
Once a month. Okay. A lot of people don't realize that.
I did learn that.
Okay. A lot of these newer cars, especially when the weather starts turning cold here soon, they're going to have tire pressure lights that are going to start coming on. If you're actually monitoring that light, that pressure, chances are that light's never going to come on just because of the temperature change, okay?
Is that a special light, or is that the check engine?
There's a little, there's a little one that says tire pressure on a lot of the newer cars.
Yeah, on the newer cars, it'll tell you, like, if you need air or whatever. The one I use for work, I don't have that on there, but I have to check it all the time because, I don't know, I think it's the heat. I lose air. I mean, not a lot, but it'll make the car
run. The cold weather will actually cause a pressure drop.
Oh, okay.
And that's usually when it comes on. And, of course, we're running around outside when it's cold outside trying to get everybody's air, you know, adjusted, pressures adjusted on the vehicles. But if you're doing it once a month, it's a chance are you probably want to have it go on. And if it does come on, there's a reason for it. You probably picked up something that's causing it to change the pressure.
I only check it if it's low.
But you can always bring it. You can always bring the vehicle by any one of our shops. Right. You know, and there'll always be somebody there to go out and check it for you. So it's not like you have to get out.
That is true, because when I was there the other day, actually talking to Charlie, a man came in and he has a brand new car and he doesn't really know how to work everything on the dash. And he's like, I was watching the dash this morning and it said that my tire pressure was like 36. He's like, and now it says it's like 31. He's like, I don't understand why it's going up and down like that. And so they went out, they checked it for him and everything, and then they reset it for him. But they were like, you know, it will fluctuate when you drive. Oh. So once you start to drive, the pressure will go up and down.
The temperature goes up and down. That's what changes the pressure.
Right. So he was like, okay, as long as it's okay. And they were like, just don't watch it. And you check it once a month, it'll be all right.
Yeah, just come by. And like I said, we'll be more than happy to do that. You know, we'll check them and top off your fluids, even in between services.
Yes, which is awesome.
Because you know, when you're doing the oil change, you know, there's several other fluids that still need to be changed periodically. Yep. Transmission fluid, power steering, brake fluids. Washer fluid doesn't need to be changed, but topped off.
Right.
When we do the service, we actually check those, make sure that they're topped off. And if you have a need to have one of those topped off even before your next oil change service on it, we'll take care of that for you.
Right. And I gotta say,
All you just stop by. We'll take a look, take that stuff for it. And the whole idea is just to keep it as carefree as we can and keep it as reliable as possible.
Right. And you guys have an awesome deal too. Like if you come in there, you walk out the door for an oil change, it's like $21.20
with
all of that checking the car.
Yes. For all kinds of cars? Now this is on a lot of cars that require conventional oil. The full synthetics are a little bit different scenario.
They're like 37 or something like that for synthetic for a new car. Yeah.
Well, the full synthetic up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube the suspension, rotate the tires, and all the things that we've already discussed. It's $34.99 plus your disposal and your tax.
Nice.
Some vehicles require 6, some take 7, some take 8 quarts of oil on it, so there's a little bit additional for the extra oil.
Right.
The conventional oil changes are $15.95. There again, plus your disposal and your sales tax. It's $21.60
or
something like
that. Yeah, that's with all
the
fees and all that.
Right, you know, the EPA stuff that you can't get around.
Right.
But, and like I mentioned earlier, you know, doing your oil change on your vehicle is the cheapest maintenance that you can do.
Right.
Let us take a look at it, look it over, at least kind of give you an idea of the overall condition of the vehicle, and you can decide if you like the car and you want to continue to invest in it. I mean, it takes you from A to B to C to D and back.
Right.
Okay. If it doesn't work, you're not going to get there. And then you got an Uber, you got cab, or you got a bus. Or trying to find a friend to take you from point A to point B and then pick you up, bring you back.
Right.
Which is, you know, a whole other story in itself.
Right.
But take care of the routine stuff. Yeah. Keep it as, you know, simple as possible. If there's something coming up, we'll let you know so you can plan for it. And try and, you know, keep the surprises to a minimum.
For sure. And that is at Advantage Tire and Auto. They have 1810 Main Street, Dunedin, 601 US Alt 19 Palm Harbor, 1798 North Hercules Clearwater, and that's 650 Douglas Road in Oldsmar. And go check them out, guys, and they're very trustworthy. So... Yeah. Also, yeah. So, like I said, they're a lot of fun at their Christmas party. So,
them in the parking lot. Right. But I heard my tire doing something. Now I don't speak car either.
Right.
That's what I was. I'm sorry. I don't speak car.
Yes.
But when I call my guys, like, explain the noise, and I'm like, well, it's like.
Well, you'd be surprised how many women do these days.
Right.
They are.
Oh, they speak car.
There's, I mean, 55% to 60% of our client base is now female.
Wow.
Okay.
Because we're
they're becoming a lot more empowered on the automotive side. They're a lot more knowledgeable than a lot of people give them credit for. And the ones that don't are asking questions.
Well, if you tell me about something,
we're going to try and educate you to the point where I'll see it in your eyes if I lose you.
Right.
Okay. Where did I lose you? Okay. Let's back up because I want you to understand what we're talking about. Because it's your money. You're making the investment on it. I want you to know exactly what we're doing. And some of them just, you know, and I'm not singling out females on this, males and females. Right. A lot of them want to know just how much. And what is being done is really not of concern.
Right.
How much is it going to cost to get the car back? Some of them are very analytical and they want to know the details. Mm-hmm. Okay. The ones that want the details, I'll give them the details. I'm very analytical myself.
Are you?
So I tend to over explain things. Okay.
How long have you been in this industry?
I've been doing this for about 45 years.
Wow.
Okay. So you started when you were five.
I was a certified tech for 27 years. I've been on the management side for the last 15 or 20.
Wow.
I just trust you already. I don't know why.
Right?
But it's, first one. If you want to know, I will explain it to you. If you have a question and I don't know the answer, I'll find the answer. Okay. If you don't want to know and it's just a matter of how much, we can address that too.
Yeah.
Right.
But I tend to get everybody an explanation of what's going on, what we're doing, and why we're doing it. The key there is why we're doing it, so that you're comfortable with the buying decision that you're making.
Got it.
So if you have questions, come see me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Randy. Appreciate you coming in. And we got a shout out. Oh, my gosh. So one of my new clients came in today, and he had to hurry up and leave because he's on his way to the hospital because one of his employees is having a baby. Yeah. So we want to shout out. You know what? I'm going to get the name wrong because I wrote it, and it's out there, and I know it's Santino. And I think Sandy. And if I said your name wrong, Sandy, I am so sorry. I apologize. But I know it's Santino.
She's busy right now. It's right? Fine.
She's like, I don't care. Yeah. So,
trying to have a baby.
Yes. So she was overdue. So she is, I'm sure, ready to get this over with. And I just wish them luck. And I hope everything goes well. And congratulations.
Woo.
And that is... So how can we get in contact with Amici's, actually?
Oh, absolutely. You could find us on the internet. We're amicicescatering.com. Amici's is a weird word. It actually means friends in Italian. So it's M-A-M-I-C-I-S catering.com.
Nice.
We're on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Snapchat for those behind-the-scenes action, if you like that.
All right.
And you can reach out. We will definitely send you a mock proposal for whatever idea you have. We have three... amazing salespeople that know the menus inside and out, and we could do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. And that's up to 2,500 people or small ones, small venues as well.
Or as little as 10 people, you right. know, for a small dinner at your house. There's everything available.
So you guys do that. So, like, I wanted to have, like, a dinner that I didn't want to cook and just have, you know, like, my family there or something.
Yeah, so if you have 10 people, all that would change is we could either deliver it to you or you pick it up.
Okay.
Well, starting at 35 people is when we can start giving you a server and stuff
right.
But, I mean, it's just so easy, and you could just heat it up back at home if you picked it up early, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But you get to be a guest at your party. That kind of changes awesome. Things, right? You never miss a selfie again, girl.
Yes. All right.
And, see if Charlie and Jerry are listening.
Oh, they are? Hi, Charlie Aww. And Jerry. Yeah, no, I love
that. They need to make sure that they're listening to everything that she's...
Oh, yes. Yes, Charlie. Yes, Charlie. Christmas party. Amici's. Amici's.
Taking notes. Just find me on the internet.
I'm going to get one of her cards, and I'm going to bring it to you, Charlie.
Yeah. Hashtag yeah. your girl Paulina. You'll find me.
Awesome. And I just wanted to say that one of my new clients is Lucky Lady Arcade, and they are located at 1825 North Highland Avenue in Clearwater. They're right behind the Dollar Tree store. And, again, lots of fun. Go back there, have a drink, and, have a little free play. We're going to do a coupon for them in the next coupon book, and it's going to be $5 of free play. And that is Sam, who I was just discussing, whose employee is having the baby, Santino. So we want to make sure that we say that we send love from Lucky Lady Arcade at 1825 North Highland Avenue in Clearwater. And if you want to give them a call, it is 727-474-2106. All right. So I just really appreciate you guys coming in today. And it was
Thank
so much
you.
Fun to learn about Amici's.
Thank you.
Yes. And so let's talk a little bit more about, we got to repeat how people can get in contact with you.
Oh, yeah, sure. So our website is amicicescatering.com. That's A-M-I-C-I-S catering.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and Snapchat. And if you want to reach out to me personally, you have some, questions about venues, other vendors, you can find me. I have a page, Your Girl Paulina, on Instagram and Facebook as well. I awesome. Love matching whatever your request is to the right vendor. And right. I only work with people I know, love, and trust. So
that's awesome.
That's the only way to go.
Yes. I just met you, and I definitely trust you. And you have such good energy. Seriously. I can tell you're a lot of fun.
Amici's is a lot of good energy, and I like to just... throw it all over the town and feed everybody delicious
food. For sure. Like I said, I know there's people listening right now that are like, oh yeah, we love Amici's. So,
Amici's, you know, loves you.
Right? We have the holidays coming up, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve. So, you know.
Those gratitude parties are coming up. Your employee appreciation, Halloween. Oh my gosh, we have the sickest props for Halloween. You'll be terrified to go up to the buffet line.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, the owner, Michael Amando, literally creates them himself. He's
That's so cool.
He's an artist.
Very creative.
Awesome. Top of the line kind of guy.
Awesome. So, again, that's Your Girl Paulina at Instagram, right?
Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, great.
Holler at me.
For sure. And thank you so much, Randy. And you're hi, Charlie welcome. And Jerry. Have a great day. Thank you, Tampa Bay. Woo!